anybody is a fan of fiction, more specifically romance, paranormal, and mystery novels, because those are my favorite subcategories in fiction. Lately, I've been reading more about, I guess I could say, reverse harem, bully romance, and paranormal categories as well. But it's amazing how some books are very similar in their content and others you are happily surprised. And as someone who loves to read and write, it's amazing when I just grab a book and I get so immersed in the story. Like, I've completed a 400, 500 page book in a day. Just not being able to put down the book because it's so good that you just want to finish it all in one sitting. That for me is 5-star book immediately. And there have been some times where I read the summary of the book, read the reviews that, you know, other people have written about the book before to get a sense of if it's good or not. And sometimes I am pleasantly surprised and I love the book, even though some people might, you know, rate it as 3 out of 5, or they are like, I wasn't at all surprised by the storyline or the main characters. And sometimes I read the first chapters and I'm just not hooked, and I'm like, okay, I have to agree with the reviews here. But most of the books that I've read as of the past month, I love them. They are all in the 4 out of 5, 5 out of 5 rating. You can go check them out on my Goodreads page. The link is, I believe, in my Spotify account. If not, go to my website, simplybella.blog, and you'll be able to access my Goodreads page and read the list of books that I have read, the books that I want to read, and the books that are currently in my Kindle that I have downloaded, because, like I said, I love reading, and when I grab a book that I love, I can eat it all in one sitting. Or sometimes, you know, I finish one book in 3 days. But romance authors, some writers, they have that je ne sais quoi. You know, others have a different way of telling the story, but they all usually know what they're doing when developing the characters and their storylines and adding conflict, adding that resolution. And it's amazing how romance writers are like relationship detectives. They observe, they study, and they dissect human connections in a way that feels like they've got a secret manual on love. Like, sometimes I'm like, yes, that's exactly how I felt in that situation. And it's a different perspective that maybe you didn't think of before that someone else thought it. And it's a great way to get advice on relationships. Just know that some things, yes, they are fiction, but some things are based on truth. Because at the end of the day, writers, authors, they write about what they know, their experiences,
So some things are the truth, and some things are obviously not real. You just have to know and understand what is and what isn't. But romance books, they usually have their happily ever afters, called HAE for short. And it's a way for us readers to just, I guess the world is sometimes so negative that we just want to read something that has a blissful ending about two people connecting and finding each other. And here's the thing. There are not many good love stories in the day by day. There are a lot of divorce happenings, single mothers taking care of their kids, parents abandoning their children, you know, like real world problems happening. And sometimes kids, teenagers, even adults, they just want to escape to a different world where things are happy. There's that happy family dynamic going on, and it's a way for their mind to go blank and immerse himself in somebody else's world. And sometimes they can portray themselves or feel like they are the main character, and makes them feel happy in that time, in that bubble. Now, if you have any good book recommendations, just comment and I will be glad. I'm always up for hearing any comments. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friends. See you guys next time.